感谢主给我们这样美好的机会。
Thanks the Lord for giving us this beautiful time.
啊，特别是在这个疫情的当中。
Especially during this pandemic time.
神仍然给我们这样的恩典，我们可以在他的名下聚集。
God continues to give us grace together under His name.
虽然我们有些是在线上，有些是在会所。
Even though we are separated between on-site and online.
但是无论在哪里，我们一起纪念主的时候，我们真是心欢喜、灵快乐，肉身也安然居住。
But no matter where we are, we are very glad to be able to worship the Lord together.
像我们弟兄刚才点的诗歌啊，无论我们所面临的环境有多少的不确定。
Just like the hymn that we just sang, no matter what type of conditions we are in, uncertainty that we are in.
但是我们知道我们的主掌管明天。
But we know that our Lord is in charge of tomorrow.
我们就蛮有喜乐，蛮有确据啊，蛮有盼望。
So we are filled of joy and with certainty and with hope.
今天感谢主给我一点时间和弟兄姊妹交通他的话。
It's my pleasure to be able to share the Lord's word with you today.
特别今天呢，在我寻求当中呢，主给我这样一个题目。
Especially this topic that God has touched me to share.
就是耶和华的日子与基督的日子。
That is the topic regarding to the day of Jehovah and the day of Christ.
我们先读几处的经文。
Then let's read a few scriptures.
弟兄姊妹应该能看到我的这个 PowerPoint.
Are you able to see my PowerPoint?
好，我们读第一处的经文是在《西番雅书》第一章的第七节。
So the first scripture is in the book of Zephaniah, chapter 1, verse 7.
你要在主耶和华面前静默无声，因为耶和华的日子快到，耶和华已经预备祭物，将他的客分别为圣。
Be silent at the presence of the Lord Jehovah, for the day of Jehovah is at hand. For Jehovah hath prepared a sacrifice; he hath hallowed his guests.
我请弟兄姊妹注意到这个耶和华的日子。
So pay attention to the word, to the sentence that say the day of Jehovah.
也注意到耶和华的预备。
And also, Jehovah hath prepared.
预备祭物，并且将他的客分别为圣。
Jehovah have prepared a sacrifice. He have hallowed his guests.
第二处在腓立比书第二章第十六节。
And the second verse is in Philippians chapter 2 verse 16.
将生命的道表明出来，叫我在基督的日子好夸我没有空跑，也没有徒劳。
Holding forth the word of life, so as to be the boast for me in Christ's day, that I have not run in vain nor labored in vain.
请弟兄姊妹注意到这个基督的日子。
And pay attention to Christ's day.
当然我们知道这一节呢，是保罗在他个人的见证上来盼望基督的日子。
We know that this is the testimonial of Paul looking forward for Christ's day.
第三处的经文在哥林多的前书的一章八到九节，弟兄姊妹都很熟悉的。
And another verse is in book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 8 to 9.
他也必坚固你们到底，叫你们在我们主耶稣基督的日子无可责备。
Who shall also confirm you to the end, unimpeachable in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ?
神是信实的，你们原是被他所招，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
God is faithful, by whom you have been called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
稍微有一点祷告。
And let's have more prayer.
主，我们何等感谢你，你的话就是灵，就是生命。
Lord, we thank you for your word. Your word is life and spirit.
我们愿意众圣徒一同就近你，领受你话语的时候。
All saints are willing to come before and receive your word.
你圣灵亲自把你的话解开。
May Holy Spirit open your word.
主，借着你自己的圣灵和话，让我们圣徒能够被你所提醒、所造就。
Through your Holy Spirit and word, the saints can be established and built up.
特别在这个不确定、黑暗的末后的时代。
Especially in this end day, we're full of darkness.
我们真正认识你掌管一切。
We truly need to know that you are in charge of everything.
警醒不倦，常常的祈求，不住的祷告。
And be alert, and be aware, and pray all the time.
能够被你所造就，能够催促和迎接你的再来。
So that we can be built up and welcome your coming.
我们把这一点的时间完全交在你的圣灵的引导当中。
And we put this time under your Holy Spirit.
为你自己名的缘故，为你自己旨意的缘故，使用不配的器皿，能够传讲你的话。
And for the purpose of your name and your will, you are using us as the unworthy vessel to spread your name.
让你自己的儿女能够一同在你前蒙恩。
May all the children can be receiving grace at your door.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
And in Christ Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，弟兄姊妹，我们这个题目呢，是这样，我在神面前有这样的寻求。
So I have this seeking before the Lord.
在疫情当中的我们今年的第一个季度呢，我们有三次的这个查经的时间。
So in our first quarter, we had three times of Bible study.
在旧约查经中，我们特别查到了用三次的时间查到了西番雅书。
So while we are studying the Old Testament, we study the Book of Zephaniah three times.
我们知道呢，西番雅书是特别讲到神。借着耶和华的日子来带下审判的信息。
We know from the book of Zephaniah that the Lord is using the time to bring down his judgment.
这个审判信息不仅是在对着犹大，也是对着列国。
So the judgment is not only towards the Judah, but also towards all the other nations.
刚才我们读的那有一节经文，也就是在西番雅书中出来。
So we just read one scripture from the book of Zephaniah.
在我们交通的时候呢，我们也提到江弟兄借了这卷书也有些的交通。
And we also have fellowship regarding a message from Brother Jiang.
在他的这些材料当中呢，他也特别提到这个耶和华的日子和基督耶稣的日子或者耶稣基督的日子的区别。
In his material, he has distinguished between the day of Jehovah and the day of Jesus Christ.
虽然在旧约中常常提到耶和华的日子。
In the Old Testament, it mentioned a lot about the day of Jehovah.
也是常常厉害的警告旧约的以色列人这个神严厉的审判。
And it also severely, seriously warning the Israelites regarding to the judgment of God.
但是我们仍然能够读出神那个救赎的路子和救赎的手段。
But we can still see sign of salvation from God.
在我们周五查经当中，我们最近一段时间一直在大家一起学习启示录。
So in a Friday Bible study, we are studying the book of Revelation.
在去年八月份开始，一直到上周五啊， 我们已经查到了启示录的十五章。
From August last year till last Friday, we are up to chapter 15 of the book of Revelation.
这个启示录的十五章和十六章，我们昨天前天晚上一起读下来。
We read chapter 15 and 16 last night.
特别是讲到那个七碗，神的七碗，借着神的大怒，借着七碗临到地上。
We read about the wrath of God poured down through the seven bowls.
所以呢，我们常常在读经的时候会非常的看到很多可怕的情景。
So when we, while we are reading the Bible, we saw a lot of horrible scene.
最后的审判。
This is the future judgment.
所以呢，借着这两方向的想到了给弟兄姊妹交通这个题目。
So I would like to share about this topic regarding to these two aspects.
耶和华的日子也好，基督的日子也好，是关乎我们的盼望和目标。
No matter the day of Jehovah or the day of Jesus Christ is regarding to our future hope.
我们两周之前呢，金海弟兄呢也给我们交通到以基督为标杆的生活。
Two weeks ago, our brother King also shared with us a message about the purpose-driven life.
所以我想，神可以借着这个题目来提醒我们，如何能够把我们现今的生活能够重新回到神的旨意和基督的里面。
So through this topic is to remind us to direct our life towards God.
我的大纲非常简单啊，我要讲到三点啊。
So I have a very easy, clear outline.
第一个就是讲到这个两个日子到底在圣经中是怎么讲的。
First is talk about the difference between these two dates.
然后呢，我们会非常简洁的讲到我们基督徒应该盼望哪个日子。
And then I'm going to mention about which day that the Christian should be hoping for.
我们花比较多一点的时间要讲到我们如何来更好的预备啊，来预备这个迎接基督的日子。
And then I want to spend a little bit more time on how to prepare for the day of Christ.
然后呢，我们会有一个总结，我们就结束。
And then I'll have a conclusion later on.
我们会比较侧重于在我们教会啊弟兄姊妹的这个日常的操练，实际的操练。
I'm going to pay attention more on practical training for brothers and sisters.
好，我们先看两个日子在圣经中是怎么来描述的。
So let's see how the Bible describe these two days.
耶和华的日子呢，在圣经中呢有很多处提到啊，特别是在旧约。
So it mentioned in the Old Testament a lot of time regarding to the day of Jehovah.
我们不能一一读，所以我们会找到一些比较代表性的经节。
We are not going to read every single one of them, but we are going to point out a few scriptures.
在先知书中呢，差不多提到了二十一次二十节的经文，提到耶和华的日子。
One of the book of prophecy.Mentioned about 21 times about the day of Jehovah.
在我们这里列出来的阿摩斯书的第一章第十五节有这样的经文。
Book of Amos, chapter 1.
哀哉，耶和华的日子临近了，这日来到，好像毁灭从全能者来到。
Book of Job.Alas for days, for the day of Jehovah is at hand, and as destruction from the Almighty shall be.
对不起啊，我们这个 PowerPoint 是阿摩斯书五章十八节。
I'm sorry, it should be the book of Amos, chapter 5, verse 18.
想望耶和华日子来到的有祸了，你们为何想望耶和华的日子呢？那日黑暗没有光明。
Vow unto you that desire the day of Jehovah.To what end is the day of Jehovah for you? It shall be darkness and not light.
第五章十九节， 阿莫斯书，境况好像人躲避狮子又遇见熊，或是进房屋以手靠墙就被蛇咬。
Verse 19, as if a man fled from a lion and a bear met him, or went into the house and leaned his hand on the wall and a serpent bit him.
那第二处刚才我们读到的是应该是约珥书的第一章十五节。
And another scripture is in the book of Joel, chapter 1, verse 15.
我们再读一下，就哀哉，耶和华的日子临近了，这日来到，好像毁灭从全能者来到。
Alas for the day of Jehovah is at hand, and as destruction from the Almighty shall it come.
第三处呢是在西番雅书，我们刚才已经读过。
Book of Zephaniah, we read before.
你要在主耶和华面前静默无声，因为耶和华的日子快到，耶和华已经预备祭物，将他的客分别为圣。
Be silent at the presence of the Lord Jehovah, for the day of Jehovah is at hand. For Jehovah hath prepared a sacrifice, he hath hallowed his guests.
然后我们看一下，借着刚才我们读的经节，我们可以总结一下耶和华日子的特点。
So we can conclude about the characteristics of the day of Jehovah.
我们看到第一点就是刚才特别说了，耶和华的日子呢，不是我们基督徒应该，或者说神的儿女应该向往的日子。
First point is, as a Christian, as the children of God, we should not be hoping for this day.
第二点就是，它是审判、黑暗、毁灭的日子。
And the second point is, this is the day of judgment, darkness, and destruction.
第三点呢，它是显明神的救、拯救的日子。
And the third point is that it's the day to show salvation of God.
那刚才因为我们读的西番雅书中讲到呢，耶和华已经预备祭物。
As the scripture in Zephaniah, it mentioned that Jehovah had prepared a sacrifice.
将他的客分别为圣。
He has hallowed his guest.
所以即使在旧约的先知，他用这个信心的望远镜看的时候。
So even for the prophets in the book in the Old Testament, they are looking forward, using a microscope.
他看到这个审判、黑暗、毁灭的日子的时候
，He saw this darkness, judgment, and destruction day.
他却看到了耶和华有预备他的祭物。
But he saw the sacrifice prepared by Jehovah.
他把他与他有关的人看成是他的客人。
He saw all those related people as his guests.
他把这些人呢当分别为圣。
He hallowed these people.
所以我们可以看到呢，这个虽然在耶和华的日子主要讲的是审判，但是我们可以看到神他的救赎在其中。
So we saw the main point of the day of Jehovah as judgment.But we actually can see the salvation of God.
我们再来看第二个日子，基督的日子。
And the second day is the day of Christ.
在圣经中你要查的话呢，它有一些不同，稍微有一点不同的叫法。
So there are different callings, different terms used in the Bible.
有些地方要叫做耶稣基督的日子。
Some of those Bible verses say the day of Jesus Christ.
有些叫主耶稣基督的日子。
Some of those say the day of Jesus Christ and the day of Christ.
有些叫主耶稣的日子。
And some of say the day of Lord.
是讲到这个基督的日子。
And these all refer to the day of Christ.
那我们在读两处的经节的时候，我们可以看到这个日子在圣经中到底是怎样的日子。
So we can also read about these days from two different scriptures.
在腓立比书二章十六节这里讲，将生命的道表明出来，叫我在基督的日子好夸我没有空跑，也没有徒劳。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 16, holding forth the word of life.So as to be a boast for me in Christ's day, that I have not run in vain nor labored in vain.
所以这里是讲到，这是保罗所说的话。
This is a word of Paul.
当保罗借神的恩典，他的生命可以活出神话语的见证的时候。
Through grace of God, Paul can live out the life of God.
保罗他个人就盼望这个基督的日子。
Paul desired the day of Christ.
对保罗来说，这是他得神称许、得神奖赏的日子。
To Paul, this is the reward from Christ.
和这个耶和华审判的、发怒的大日是完全不一样的意义。
It has different meaning from the day of Jehovah that is full of judgment.
因为保罗所盼望的是基督的日子。
Because Paul is longing for the day of Christ.
若这一节经文讲到保罗个人的生命的经历的话，
If this mentioned to the personal experience of Paul,
我们的下面读的这个哥林多前书的一章八到九节就是一个团体的一个呼召和见证。
Then in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, 8 to 9, we'll mention about the corporate experience.
他说，这也是保罗所写，但是他说，他也必坚固你们到底，叫你们在我们主耶稣基督的日子无可责备。
Also written by Paul, he says, Who shall also confirm you to the end, unimpeachable in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ?
神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子我们主耶稣基督一同得分。
God is faithful, by whom you have been called into the fellowship of his Son Jesus Christ our Lord.
所以这个基督耶稣、基督耶稣基督的日子，不仅是保罗个人的盼望。
The day of our Lord Jesus Christ is not only Paul's personal hope.
也是我们众圣徒在神儿子的名分当中一同来到他面前，一同在他的交通中一同得分的这样的一个日子。
But it should be also the day for all the children of God under the fellowship of his Son Jesus Christ.
我们知道在其他的书信当中，就是这就是提到基督台前的审判的日子。
We know from other books that this is mentioned about the judgment in front of the throne.
虽然是叫做审判，但是呢，它是神家里的审判。
Even though it's a judgment, but it's a judgment in the household.
叫 Bima 就是在一个神的大家庭中，有得称许的，有受责备的。
So in the big family of God, there are people who receive award and there are people who receive rebuke.
和那个在启示录最后讲到的那个白色大宝座永死的审判完全不一样。
And it's totally different with the judgment in front of the white throne.
如果我们把刚才读的这个耶和华的大日能够理解到在最远期的应验就是讲到白色大宝座的审判的话。
If we refer the day of Jehovah to the future white throne judgment,
那我们也可以理解到在启示录十五十六章讲的那个七个碗的大灾难，最后的灾难，是讲到 也是讲到这个耶和华日子的审判的一个比较末后的应验。
Then we will understand the book of Revelation chapter 15 and 16 to all those tribulations happening will be happening in the future at the end time.
所以我们看这个基督的日子的它的特点。
So if we pay attention to the characteristics of the day of Christ,
我们读的经文告诉我们基督徒应该向往的日子。
So from the scriptures is telling us that this is the day that the Christian should look forward to.
是神喜悦的儿女得称许和奖赏的日子。
This is the day the children of God to receive rewards.
或者我们从负面上讲，就是是我们不忠心、不好好跟随神的子民羞愧和受责备的日子。
But on the other hand, it's also the day for those who do not follow the Lord's steps to receive shame.
也是显明神的众子得荣耀的，那些得胜者得荣耀的日子。
But it's also the same day for the overcomers to receive reward.
所以我们知道每一个圣徒只要是蒙恩得救，最终在新耶路撒冷城都是完全的。
So we should know that all the sons of God will receive peace in the New Jerusalem.
但在这个最后的完全和现在之间有一个点是神设立的基督的日子。
But there is this day in between of now and future.
这就是神家中的这样的一个评判，神家中的一个这样的一个有得赏赐的，有受责备的。
That is the day of judgment of the household for children to receive reward or a judgment.
那我们基督徒应该盼望哪个日子就已经很明显。
So clear to us as a Christian, which day we should be desiring.
甚至在旧约中，先知说你们不要向往那耶和华的日子。
Even the prophet told us that not to desire the day of Jehovah.
我想到江守道弟兄常常在特会中和他的信息中常常告诫我们。
And Brother Kong always warned us in his message.
他常说我们基督徒不应该是在等敌基督。
And he said that we Christians are not waiting for Antichrist.
或者是那个不应该是在等候那个大灾难临到我们。
Oh, we should not be waiting for the tribulation.
不应该在这个耶和华的审判、耶和华的日子里面，我们要在那里怎么对付那个神的审判。
We should not be thinking about how to deal with the judgment in the day of Jehovah.
真正蒙福的基督徒应该是在等候基督的再来。
The truly blessed Christians should be waiting for the Christ.The day of Christ.
我们上个周五的时候，叶正弟兄领会的时候，还为我们和我们一起点了一首诗歌。
Our brother had two hymns last Friday.
那诗歌就是516首，中文叫《荣耀的盼望》。
And a hymn 516, a Glory Hope.
就是 Hope of Glory 啊。
Hope of Glory.
这个大家都非常熟悉的就是基督再临荣耀的盼望。
That when Jesus return is the hope of glory.
弟兄姊妹，你在你的生命当中，你是不是盼望那个基督再临荣耀的日子？
Brothers and sisters, are you hoping for this Jesus return with the hope of glory?
因为我们基督徒就是在等候那个和得奖赏的日子。
Because we as the Christian is waiting for the day of Christ full of reward.
So, 我们的眼目应该盯住在我们的主耶稣基督为我们道成肉身并且从信心创始成终的主。
So, we should fix our eyes on Jesus Christ who came to flesh from word.
我们有一首诗歌在特会和弟兄姊妹都非常喜欢的。
There is another hymn very popular to all of us.
就是我们诗歌的509首，讲到当转眼仰望耶稣。
509 hymn 509 that we should turn our eye fix on Jesus.
那既然这样，为什么在圣经中给我们那么多，无论是旧约和新约
？So no matter in the New Testament or Old Testament,
有很多关于审判和灾难，甚至这个。特别大的这个大灾难的描述。
So why is the Bible bothering to share with us the tribulations and descriptions about the sufferings?
我个人的理解就是神要借着这些话来提醒我们。
My personal understanding is that the Lord would want to warn us through these tribulations.
让我们明白呢，我们在一个极大的属灵的征战中。
So that we understand we are in this great spiritual war.
所以我们要特别的警醒祷告。
So we must be alert and pray all the time.
并且呢，我们也提醒我们，对于那些失丧的灵魂，我们要有负担。
And to remind us that we have to take up our duty towards those who are lost in spirit.
我们可能因为神的恩典，我们不会临到大灾难，不会临到我们。
Maybe the great tribulation will not come to us personally.
但是没有得救的，无论是我们怎样亲近的人，若是他没有接受耶稣基督。
But those who are close to us or not close to us, as long as they are not Christian,
结局就是这些耶和华日子所的灾难都会临到他们。
Their ending is going to counter this great tribulation in the day of Jehovah.
最终都会要面临这个白色大宝座永死的审判。
They are going to face this judgment in front of the white throne.Regarding to the eternal death.
这些负面的信息也是要让我们对于圣徒的建造，我们也要有参与和负担。
This negative message is to remind us to be responsible and take up the duty of building up in Christ.
我们可以用神的话彼此提醒，我们可以进到神那个最蒙福的旨意当中。
We can use Lord's word to remind each other and enter into the grace of God.
那我们会花些时间，我们具体的讲到实际的操练。
And let's talk about some of the practical training.
就是如何更好的预备基督的日子。
That how to be better prepared for the day of Christ.
我会讲到两大点，非常简单。
I want to bring out two simple points.
第一点就是我们要好好的被神所建造，被神所得着。
First is to be built up by Christ.
若是我们不能被神所建造，我们在基督的家，基督神的家中就不太容易进功用。
If we cannot be built up by Christ, our function can be limited in the in the household of God.
第二大点我们要讲到，我们不仅是被建造，我们也是建造者。
And the second point is not only being built up, but we also build.
不是我们的天然人做建造者，是基督的生命在我们里面，让我们参与到教会弟兄姊妹彼此的建造中。
Not to build with our nature self, but through Christ Jesus.
然后这第二点我会从传福音和圣徒造就两点给大家展开。
And the second point is to review through gospel spreading.
所以我们首先看这个被建造这一点。
So first to look at to be built up.
在保罗个人的经历上，他有这样一节的经文对我们有帮助。
There is this verse that is helpful to us.Written by Paul.
刚才我们已经读过啊，就是说保罗可以借着神建造他，他能够他自己的神的生命在他里面可以与神的话相配合。
That Paul is allowing Christ to build him up, so that he can have a work together with God.
保罗生命保罗他是。基督的生命在他里面丰盛到一定程度，他可以有确据，他可以得赏赐。
Christ's life is so abundant in his life that he can be assured he will receive the reward.
这也是应该是我们每一个弟兄姊妹的经历。
This should be this experience of brothers and sisters.
我们读很多神的话，我们有没有让神的话真正成为我们生命的供应？
We read a lot of God's words, but are we allowing these words to be our provisions?
以至于我们可以说，将生命的，我们的生命可以将生命的道表明出来。
That we can reveal the word of life.
在我们在纽瓦克这边聚会的弟兄姊妹，在我们个人的生活上，我们需要被建造，被神所得着。
Brothers and sisters, in this church, in our daily life, we need to be built by God.
我想这也是神要用两个方面来带领我们。
I believe this is God. You want to use two different aspects to guide us.
或者加上环境这一点的话，应该有三个方面。
And adding to environment, so there are three aspects.
就是我们要常常读神的话，常常被神的话所光照。
That we should read God's word all the time and be enlightened by these words.
但是呢，我们也需要顺服圣灵在神的话语和我们的生活、生命中的带领。
But we also should obey the Holy Spirit's guidance to our life.
我们这样做的时候呢，神的话和圣灵就会把我们带到十字架的道路上。
As we are doing this, God will guide us into His path.
让我们可以舍己背起自己十字架来跟随主。
So that we can put up our own cross to follow Jesus.
我们就可以能够走上那个蒙福的道路。
That we can walk on the path with grace.
像施洗约翰所说的，他必主耶稣的生命，他必增长，我必衰微。
Just like Apostle John said, the life of Christ will increase, but my personal life will decrease.
在以赛亚书三十章二十节，我记得朱弟兄也最近也有给弟兄姊妹一起的分享。
I know Brother Chu had shared this scripture also in the book of Isaiah, chapter 30, verse 20.
他这里说到，主虽然以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水，你的教士却不再隐藏，你眼必看见你的教士。
And the Lord will give you the bread of adversity and the water of oppression. Yet thy teachers shall not be hidden anymore, but thine eyes shall see thy teachers.
你或向左或向右，你必听见后面有声音说，这是正路，要行在其中。
And when you turn to the right hand or when you turn to the left, thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it.
这就是讲到我们每一个弟兄姊妹都有神给我们配的环境。
So this is talking about every brother and sisters has their own environment.
我想鼓励弟兄姊妹的就是，无论我们所面临的是艰难还是困苦。
But I want to encourage brothers and sisters, no matter what type of adversity or oppression environment we encounter.
甚至很多事情我们感觉我们实在是靠自己是决然不能面对和胜过。
Or we understand that we could not overcome and encounter what we are dealing with.
我们要换一个角度，我们这句话就告诉我们神要向我们做工。
Look at it from a different angle and understand that God will start working on it.
艰难困苦的时候，弟兄姊妹不能灰心，也不能丧志。
You should not lose hope in adversity and oppressions.
我们要把它成为我们经历神造就我们、带领我们的机会。
We should use this as an experience to experience God's guidance.
把他们当成神给我们放下自己来支取他生命大能的机会。
As the, look at it as the opportunity to call us to put down ourselves and receive power from God.
你看主给我们预备的是全备的救恩。
You can see that this is a complete salvation.
他有他生命的话。
He has the life of word of life.
他有他真理的圣灵。
He has the Holy Spirit's truth.
然后他把我们放在一个他所手量给我们的环境。
And then he put us into this environment within his hands.
他在我们身上有极大的旨意和祝福。
He has great blessings and will on us.
他不仅能让我们眼睛看见这位主圣灵的带领。
Not only he allowed us to see this Lord through the Holy Spirit's guidance.
他也让我们能听到圣灵的声音，知道让我们哪个是正路，我们可以行在其中。
He also allows us to hear Holy Spirit's voice to let us walk in the right way.
他的目的就是爱我们爱到这样的程度。
His purpose is to show us his life, his love.
叫我们在有一天到基督的日子，我们可以在他面前靠着他夸口。
So that at the day of Christ, we can boast about him.
赏得他的称许。
And to receive his reward as and praises.
行事为人可以对得起主对我们的拯救。
And our life, our behavior can be right towards God's salvation.
那第二点，我们刚才讲的是第一点。我们第二点就是我们要参与建造基督的身体。
So the second point I want to mention is to participate in building up the body of Christ.
我们还是用保罗的例子啊，他在这里，我们刚才也读过了，他有一个团体的看见，对团体的看见。
We continue to use Paul's example that he see a corporate level, at the corporate level.
他看见的就是圣徒们可以在与基督耶稣神儿子的交通中一同被带到这样的基督的日子中。
That he can see brothers and sisters can be brought to the Christ.
我们不仅个人，我们可以作为一个团体，可以蒙神的称许，无可责备。
Not just individually, but also as corporately, that we can come into the unimpeachable in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们刚才讲到了，我们可以讲两小点。
So we have two small points earlier.
在纽瓦克聚会的弟兄姊妹，神在团体上给我们有预备非常美好的学习的机会。
For brothers and sisters in this Newark Church.We have great experience that God has given us.
我们已经很久没有在会所一起祷告。
We have not been gathered together to pray in church.
但弟兄姊妹都应该记得啊，在这个主弟兄给我们预备的这个祷告事项的单章上有些经文。
So brothers and sisters might remember there is this verse in the prayer list.
那其中就有一节，就是在提摩太前书的二章四节。若是我没有记错的话
，So there is this verse in the First Timothy chapter two.
那就是说，他愿意万人得救，明白真道。
That he desires all men should be saved and come to knowledge of the truth.
所以这个短短的这一节讲到有两个方面。
So this short verse talk about two points.
都是关乎神的旨意。
One is related to God's will.
就是神的旨意，他要愿万人得救，就是能够听到福音并且蒙恩得救。
God's will is to want all men to be saved.
但是神不是要很多人只是得救而已，神要让这得救的人可以真正明白真道。
But not just to be saved, but understand the knowledge and come to the knowledge of the truth.
就像刚才我们说的保罗自己的见证啊，他是要让我们能够可以来见证神生命的道。
Just like earlier that Paul said to testify the body of Christ.
所以我们可以看这个有两点啊，我们在纽瓦克这边的弟兄姊妹在团体上我们可以一同来服侍。
So there are two points.That we can, first, well, one is that we can come together to serve the Lord as corporate.
第一个就是传福音，这是神给我们的大使命。
And the second is to spread the gospel, which is a mission from God.
主耶稣在复活以后升天之前，他在马可福音十六章就把这个传福音给万民听的这个大使命赐给了教会。
And God has given to church this great mission is to preach the gospel.
所以传福音不是教会个别人的负担。
So preaching gospel is not an individual responsibility.
传福音是神交给教会每一个肢体每一个弟兄姊妹的负担。
preaching the gospel is the responsibility of all the body of Christ, every brothers and sisters.
所以实际的，我们在每一个季度，至少每个季度，我们都有一次教会全体传福音的机会。
So every quarter we have a gospel meeting.
在传福音上有很多工作，每一个肢体都可以进功用。
Every body of Christ can be can be participating in this.
我们可以祷告。
We can pray.
真是迫切的祷告。
Pray desperately.
我们也可以，比方一般总管弟兄所做的，可以预备这个福音的单张，邀请。
Prepare the track, invite people.
我们都可以邀请我们所认识的朋友。
Every brothers and sisters can invite people that we know.
有司琴的，有唱诗的。
We have pianists, we have singing.
有领会的，有翻译的。
We have presider, we have translator.
有在讲台上传福音信息的。
We have the preacher.
有总管的弟兄的安排。
We have coordinators.
当我们原来在会所传福音的时候，还有很多事务性的服事。
While we are still gathering in church, we have other logistic brothers, logistic services.
有清洁卫生的，有接送人的，有这个预备饭食的。
We have brothers and sisters to do cleaning, transportation, and food services.
有陪谈的，有。这个会后跟进的
，We have follow-ups. We have brothers and sisters continue to support.
我们这些都可以，弟兄姊妹都可以参与。
Brothers and sisters can participate in all these.
我也相信弟兄姊妹也在这样做。
And I believe brothers and sisters has been doing so.
但是我们可以把这些的服事。有没有真正和我们将来在基督的日子得奖赏联系起来
？But are we able to relate these services with the future rewards？
神没有多太多的让人为他寻道。
God did not allow everyone or most of the Christians to be martyred。
神特别拣选一些人。给他特别的恩典，让他们为主寻道。
God chose special people and gave them special grace to be allowed to be martyred.
但是神却呼召我们每一个要舍己，天天背着十字架跟从他。
But God called every single one of us to put up our own cross to follow Him.
当我们把这个眼光变换以后，我们就可以更忠心的来这些事情上服侍。
When we understand this and put our eyes on it, then we understand how to serve.
那还有一点就是讲到，不仅是传福音，还要圣徒造就。
Not only to preach gospel, but also to build the body of Christ.
在圣徒造就上，我们也需要彼此建造。
And we should build up each other.
旧约建圣殿的时候，有木头，有石头，都会凿出来预备好。
And the Old Testament, when they are building the God's temple, they put together wood and stones.
但是只是木头、石头还不能成为神的圣殿。
But just wood and stones cannot build God's temple.
这里讲到明白真道，就是真正让我们的生命可以与我们所听的神的道相配。
And here talk about the not come to the knowledge of the truth, as to be able to understand God.
所以团体上我们和个人上都是同样有这样的一个学习。
On corporate level or individual level, we should have the same study.
就是让神的话丰丰富富的存在我们里面。
That is to allow God's word abundantly live in us.
但是又要让圣灵亲自把我们带到这些话语的实际中。
But we have to allow the Holy Spirit to bring this into the reality.
我们可以团体的背自己的十字架来跟从主。
We can put up the cross as a culprit to follow Christ.
弟兄姊妹，有没有知道我们每一次的聚会都是神要这样建造我们的机会？
Do you see that every gathering is a gathering to allow God to allow us to build each other up?
你有没有觉得周五的查经就是神给我们分享我们生命、分享我们在基督里面新鲜的见证的机会？
Do you see Friday Bible study is to allow us to have fellowship and share the experience of God?
你有没有想到，像即使上一周受浸的聚会，也是圣徒们在主面前一同摆上，能够一同向前的一个美好的机会
？Do you see the last Sunday baptism as to allow us to follow God and to look forward together as a corporate？
你有没有为这个上周的那六位的受浸归入基督名下的这些弟兄姊妹有？提前的祷告。
Do you pray for those six brothers and sisters ahead of time?
你们有没有很多弟兄姊妹在上周的聚会中有很多清扫、很多安排事务性的工作
？Are you part of those brothers and sisters who prepared for last Sunday's baptism?
在很多事情上有很多服侍的机会。
There are so many chances for you to serve.
我相信每一个弟兄姊妹都可以在他的那一份上摆上他的那一份。
I'm sure every one of us can put ourselves on one of those services.
但是最重要的就是这些就是神给我们安排的非常琐碎平凡的事情。
But you have to see that this is the trivial thing that God gave us.
但却就是这些事情使我们可以能够借着神的话和圣灵能够背起自己的十字架来跟从主。
But through these trivial responsibilities, we Holy Spirit allow us to follow God, walk on the cross.
我们要有这样的眼光，我们就不会轻看任何一件细小的事情。
If you have such a vision, then you would not look down on any small service.
每项服事不一样，在神看来都是宝贵的。
Every service is different, but they are all precious in the eye of God.
好，我们时间关系，我们就开始总结。
So I'm going to start the conclusion.
所以我们讲到耶和华的日子。
So we talk about the day of Jehovah.
虽然我们不向往耶和华的日子。
Even though we are not desiring that day of Jehovah.
但主却在圣经中给我们很多审判黑暗可怕的细节。
But the Bible did tell us a lot of detail, horrified detail through the Bible.
就像我们上个周五讲到启示录十五、十六章的时候，非常可怕的日子。
Just like we read on the Book of Revelation, chapter 15 and 16, there are a lot of horrified details.
弟兄姊妹那时候也分享到，就是。这些都要让我们对神的公义和圣洁有敬畏的心。
And brothers and sisters shared about the verses reminded them God's wrath and righteousness.
圣经中告诉我们，神是有恩典、有怜悯、不轻易发怒且有丰盛慈爱的神。
The Bible told us that God is slow to anger and have great grace and love.
但是他是不轻易发怒，但是他对于一切罪，当我们不接受主耶稣的时候，这个审判一定会临到。
He is slow to anger, but when we reject him, the sin will bring judgment.
他会给所有人预备，用他神儿子耶稣基督预备救恩。
Through his own son, he prepared the salvation for every one of us.
当人不接受的时候，他的公义和圣洁要求他必须要审判。
But when he being rejected, then his righteousness and holy will force him to judge.
我们读到启示录中讲到这个魔鬼、假先知和敌基督。
In the book of Revelation, we mention about Satan, false prophet, and Antichrist.
这不是要让我们害怕，而是要对我们有警醒。
This is not to make us fear, but to alert us.
就像在以弗所书我们弟兄最近常常提醒我们第六章，神全副的军装是预备我们要做属灵的征战。
Just like in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, the armor of God is to prepare us.
在耶和华的日子上也提醒我们要对失丧的灵魂有负担。
And the day of Jehovah also reminded us to be responsible to those who are lost.
因为他们的命运常常和我们的工作有关系。
Because their fate is related to our work.
神也把大使命赐给我们，所以神要借着他的儿女传福音，使更多的人能蒙恩得救。
God gave us this great mission to have us to spread the gospel.
耶和华的日子也提醒我们，在圣徒的建造上，我们要彼此努力。
The day of Jehovah reminded us to build up each other harder.
在这个我们最近读的启示录十四章讲到的144,000人。
And in the book of Revelations, chapter 14, we talk about 144,000 people.
圣经描述他们就是羔羊无论往哪里去他们都跟随。
The Bible describes them as the followers of the Lamb wherever the Lamb goes.
神看他们至宝像初熟的果子归给他。
Lord, look at them very precious as the first fruit to God.
等候基督的日子这方面。
Awaiting for the Christ.
我们要知道神要我们最终的目标要钉在耶稣基督他儿子的身上。
God wants us to understand that we have to fix our eyes on his son, Christ Jesus.
所以在新约中有特别多的提到基督的日子是要告诉我们。
So in the New Testament, it mentioned a lot of things about the day.
我们如何能够无论是个人还是团体
No matter individually or corporately.
能够更好的来预备和迎接主的再来。
That we can be prepared, better prepared to receive the return of Jesus.
在基督台前的审判中，我们可以得神的奖赏。
And before the seat of Christ's judgment, we can receive reward.
第三点，我想最后总结就是，神已经预备了一切。
And the third point I want to conclude is that God has prepared everything.
他预备了完备的救恩。
He has prepared the perfect salvation.
这包括他的宝血的功效，也包括他生命在我们的里面。
It includes the work of his precious blood and also his spirit living in us.
这是借着神儿子那一粒麦子落在地里死了，就结出我们这许多的子粒来。
That through one seed die in the ground and bear fruit of all of us.
所以我们里面神儿子的生命是和基督的生命是一样的生命。
So the Son of God life is in us so that we have the same life as Son of God.
然后神就把这个有复活生命的我们放在一个基督的身体当中。
So God put this resurrected life in him.
也放在我们个人家庭方方面面的环境中，工作的环境中。
And also put among our daily life, our daily work.
那么对我们的挑战就是我们如何来每天能够过这个基督徒的生活。
So So the challenge to us is how do we live out this daily Christian life?
就是如何每天顺服神生命的带领。
That is how to obey the Holy Spirit's guidance every day.
无论是从这个启示录十四章讲到这个羔羊无论往哪里去他们都跟随他这样这个方面来说。
Just like in the book of Revelation chapter 14, that we follow the Lamb wherever he goes.
还是约翰书信中讲到恩膏的教训顺服恩膏在一切事情上带领上。
Or as in John written that they follow the Lamb, that we receive the anointing teaching.
都是讲到我们每天在凡事上的顺服神圣灵的引导。
This refers to our daily obedience to the guidance of Holy Spirit.
我们这样做的时候，我们就能够成为那蒙神祝福的一般神的子民。
As we do this, we are the overcomers and receiving the blessings from God.
能够在神最好的旨意当中成为他所呼召的得胜者。
That we can become the overcomer in His will.
能够是成为他讨他喜悦、见证他生命大能的那个初熟的果子。
That we can be the first fruit to God that pleases to Him.
能用我们生命经历度量成熟到一定的程度。
That to use our life maturity.
我们所唱的那个歌呢，是一个成熟基督徒所能唱的歌。
To sing the hymn that as a mature Christians.
像我们弟兄今天播饼的时候点的这第一个歌啊，我们来歌颂他。
Just like the first hymn today that we come to worship him.
能够在更好神的旨意当中的时候。
In his better will.
能够成为了初熟的果子归给他的时候。
That we can become the first fruit to belong to him.
我们所唱的这个诗歌所代表对他的感谢和赞美。
The hymn that we sing to represent our thanks and praise.
对他的生命大能的真实的经历。
And the actual experience to his great life.
就是这个新歌所代表的那个新鲜活泼的归向神的荣耀神的见证。
That is the new hymn testifying his vivid life.
愿神祝福我们所有的弟兄姊妹。
May the Lord bless all brothers and sisters.
能够真正的能够受到神的托付。
That we can receive the burden from God directly.
能够看到神给我们纽瓦克弟兄姊妹的这个意象。
That we can see the vision from Him towards the brothers and sisters in this church.
能够抓住神给我们的机会
that we can grab on the opportunity that God gave us
并且肩负起神给我们的使命
and put up the mission that God gave us
在这个大灾难还没有来临的时候
before this great tribulation arrives
我们可以被提醒能够预备迎接他的再来
we can be alerted to be prepared to receive his return
好，我们有一点祷告结束。
And let's have some prayer.
主，我们何等感谢你，借着现在一个特殊的环境。
Lord, we thank you for the special circumstances.
让我们在这个疫情当中仍然有聚会的恩典。
That we are allowed together in this pandemic.
你更是也给我们众圣徒有何等美好的。环境。
You give all the saints this beautiful days.
就是在基督的身体中，我们有彼此配搭服侍的机会。
That is in the body of Christ that we can work together.
愿你借着各个环境，你来操练我们对你的信心。
Through different circumstances and environments, you can train our faith to you.
更是不轻看每一个你赐我们聚会的机会。
and not look down on every single opportunity that you allow us to gather.
也不轻看你给我们传福音和圣徒造就的机会。
And not look down on any gathering that you allow for the saints to get together.
也不为你给弟兄姊妹其中有特别艰难困苦环境所失望或者是灰心。
And not lost hope because seeing other people's difficulties.
因为我们在信心中知道你爱我们，你是全能的神。
In faith, we know that you are the God full of love, and you are the omnipotent God.
你给我们所预备的一切，不是要来惩罚我们，而是要来造就我们。
All those things that you prepare for us is not to punish us, but to build us up.
好叫我们无论个人还是团体，能够预备好迎接你自己的再来。
So that we can better be prepared to receive your return as individually and corporately.
愿你的话和你自己的圣灵与众圣徒同在。
May your word and your spirit be with all the saints.
愿你也赐给我们天天舍己背起你的十字架跟随你的心愿。
May you give us the will to be willing to put up our own cross and follow you.
愿我们能够成为那一批忠心蒙福的人。
May we be the blessed and royal people.
在基督的日子，我们面对面见你的时候，能没有羞愧，只有感谢和赞美。
So that we would not be shameful on the day of facing you face to face.
我们把众圣徒都交在你的手中。
We put all the saints in your hand.
请你照你自己的美好的旨意来祝福大家。
Please bless every one of us according to your will.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Christ Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.